So first of all, yashikar to the chevra at Meridian, and also to one of the chaverim who's sponsoring should be a schus for refuah shleima for Esther Tova Bas Devora, she shall refuah shleima for Soshar Chol Yisrael. Okay, we're learning Meshivas Nefesh, page Lamed. So this Torah consists of two eitzes. Is it okay that I don't see anybody on it now?
Yeah, they can hear and see.
Okay. This Torah consists of two eitzes, and we were just learning about the first eitzah, which is Sichas Chaverim. Sichas Chaverim. Who's talking to each other? Chabura, and it was very, very, I said nachas, because after this shiur, there was some chevra in a different place that told me that they're going to work to put together a chabura, a psichas chaverim, guys that could talk to each other, and in a very, very simple and practical way to try to connect to the Torahs of the tzaddikim and so on. That's the biggest thing nowadays. It's very hard to expect in the bigger institutions and the shuls and so on. Everybody's trying their best, but we need to have chaburas, sichas chaverim. Guys can sit, and women have sichas chaveris, to sit together and to talk about avodas Hashem. So that's the first eitzah, and that these types of chaburas are of course completely apolitical. There's nothing political about them. There's no inyan of somebody slugging the other person up. It's Jews who are sitting and talking and trying to give each other service and chizik to do the best they can in their avodas Hashem mizmaneinu. And that's modeled after, as we were talking about last week, that's modeled after the chassidish shtiblach that used to be, and still in some places they try the shtiblach where Jews who had a common connection to the Torah of that tzaddik or tzaddikim, that they would be able to come together and give each other chizik, and it's a different life. That's the first eitzah. So on page Lamed, on top there, the Yilu Shel Torah Ba'ifin Shamalas HaNefesh L'Mayla. I mean, I roi l'sayra l'havi inyan ha'eitzah shniyah. So now we're going to talk about the second eitzah. Ha'eitzah shniyah. K'mahu k'mahu inyan ha'yishchaskas b'koycha shel ha'tzadik. So we understand the importance, the chashivas, and the power, the energy of chevra sitting together and talking. We understand that. And as we've been talking about the past few weeks, where there are now, Baruch Hashem, some yeshivas, where they're finally getting this idea that it's good for the guys to sit around and to, not unofficially, but to get officially to sit and to be able to share what they're going through and to talk about their struggles and their challenges and so on. It's a huge thing. The question is, what the question now is, Mahu inyan hayischaskus b'koyach shel hatzadik? You know, that everybody knows that the Talmidei Baal Shem, beginning with the Baal Shem Tov, but the Talmidei Baal Shem, they made a huge thing about connecting to a tzaddik. It's a very, very big subject in Avodas Hashem, the koach of the tzaddik, what that means. It didn't begin with the Baal Shem Tov, it began with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But the unique model of the tzaddik in Chassidus, where some say it's modeled after the Kohen Gadol and Beis HaMikdash, there are different ways of trying to understand the inyan of the tzaddik in Chassidus. But we're not going into that whole discussion. This is very practically, ma kesher usmichus inyan hischaskus b'kochus shel hatzaddik. What is the connection between this koach of hischaskus to the koach of the tzaddik? Whether a tzaddik who's zochet to have alive, or through the tzaddik that's no longer alive, lanhoge b'shan shagila, the dabri emachaver, drachim ve'etzes b'avodas Hashem kol echad mashakibel mirabu. Why do you have to have a tzaddik? Why do they have to? Why does it have to revolve around the either the presence of that tzaddik, or the teachings of a particular tzaddik. And even though we take Torah from all the tzaddikim, Chassidish, Nachassidish, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, we love all the tzaddikim, and we try to learn from all the tzaddikim. But davka too, for this chevra, for this chabura, to try to be focused more on the particular Torah of that tzaddik and to receive the koach of that chabura through that tzaddik. What is the connection between that and the first Eitzah, which is Chaverim talking, Avod Hashem, and so on. Achine, Simen Zehum Yusar al Divrei Rabbeinu. Of course, all of this Torah is based upon Rabbi Nachman, Schus Yelena. And this particular Torah is based upon Lukutu Moran, Simen Yud Gibel, which is very, very hard. Shomu Vua Neiroz Avod Hatzadik. And Simon Yigibel, along with many, many other Simonim in Lukut Moran, is talking about the Tzaddik, the Avod of the Tzaddik. Shemagala Ora Shal Torah. The same way that Hashem is Baruch makes a Shidduch between this husband and wife, and he makes a Shidduch between these parents and these kids, the Baruch Hashem is making a Shidduch between these Jews and that particular tzaddik and that particular rabbi. It's a shidduch. Why is it that they were drawn to that person at that time, in that place, and so on? Because there's a certain or there's a certain light of Torah that tzaddik has. Sheyesh b'koich lahalas es hanefesh l'kedusha hapnimis. Sheyesh b'Torah. And Hashem Baruch is making a shidduch between you and that tzaddik, because the or of that tzaddik is custom designed to suit your need to be able to have an aliyah in Avodah Hashem. Sheyesh b'koich lahalas et ha-nefesh, and that through that tzaddik, your nefesh, you can have a tremendous aliyah, l'kedusha ha-pnimah, sheyesh b'Torah. Ad shebo al yodah lehidabek b'zikaron t'midi b'Hashem Yisbarach u'b'hashgachasai. Your tzaddik, the tzaddik that Hashem designated for you, is a person that somehow through him and his teachings, and again, if he's alive, through his presence and so on, that through that tzaddik, you feel that you're being drawn to a place where you're able to think more and more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the tachlis where a person is able to think about Hashem all the time and to live in that lot, to live a life of Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Sami. The tzaddik is not a person who once every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur reminds you that there's a Baruch Shalom. Or once a week on a Shabbos gives some kind of a drasha and tells you that there's a Baruch Shalom. The tzaddik is a person through whom you're able to develop an ongoing, consistent relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tzaddik that Hashem has for you. Not once a month, once a week. It might begin that way. But through the connection that you have to this tzaddik, the goal of this connection is to enter into the world of the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, and the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch is Shivis Hashem Negvisam, is to live in Hashem's presence and to feel every moment of your life that Hashem is Imcha, Itcha, Etzlecha, Hashem is Dim. That's the Tachlis. So if you have found a very wonderful Rebbe or Rosh Hashiva or Rav, and at best, you find that after giving this a shot and trying, at best, this is a person who's able to help you think of good ideas about Yiddishkeit or of interesting concepts or a new way to put together Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. All that's wonderful. And those are teachers that we have, and we should be respectful of them, and we should learn from them and gain from them, of course. But that's not what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. The tzaddik is somebody else. The tzaddik is a person who gives you a way to enter into a life of Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Sam. A life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not as a concept, not as a nice idea, not as a Devar Torah, not as some innovative way to shlug up your Chavrusa. All of that, that's learning. But the tzaddik is something else. The tzaddik is something else. Ki bizman shahay beis hamikdash kaim, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, Hayasham Makor Hashpoas Or HaTorah VaDaas, Kimitzion Tetzei Sora Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Beis Hamikdash was the nuclear plant of Elokus, and from the Beis Hamikdash came out powerful, powerful, powerful Or of Torah, of Hashem Yisbarach. And so whoever would come into that place would be swept up in that Or of Hashem. And everything that the person would see in the Beis Hamikdash, Kahanim b'Avodasam, Levim b'Shirim b'Zimram, Yisrael b'Ma'amadam, the whole experience was experience of Elokus. Ach b'Avnasen haram, me'oz shenecha Beis Hamikdashenu, from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, koshalin l'kabel shefa shel Torah, it's very hard to find a shefa of Torah. Again, we could hear a lot of great shiur. Baruch Hashem. But koshal l'kabel shefa shel Torah asher yesh b'koicha liromameinu lirois es abriya beinayim shel hashgacha. But there is only a few. In every generation, there are tzaddikim that have the ability, and through that tzaddik, you're able to receive new eyes. It says in the pasuk, Ein Hashem el tzaddikim, right? So the simple pshat of that is that Hashem was the tzaddikim. But the tzaddikim explain that it means Ein Hashem el tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim have the eyes of Hashem. And through the tzaddikim, you're able to see Hashem. Ein Hashem el tzaddikim. But through the tzaddik, you're able to look at the world, and everything you look at in the world, you see Hashem. That's the meaning of a tzaddik. There was a, I forgot which, there was a chassid of one of the big tzaddikim from a long time ago, on the chassidim, and he was having a discussion or a debate with some misnagid, and the misnagid was asking why you go to this rabbi, what do you need a rabbi for, you know, the regular kind of stuff, just arguing about these things. And the chassid said, you know, my rebbe is able to read other people's minds. Some snagger was laughing at that. He's able to read other people's minds. And he said, and because I've spent so much time with the tzaddik, I also have such a kayak that I can begin to read people's minds. So this snagger like went out of his kalim from that. You understand? So the chassid said, "No, I could prove it to you. I could prove it to you." So the misnagid said, "Yeah. So tell me, what am I thinking about right now?" So the chassid said, "You're thinking about the Baruch Shalom Yudkei, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu." She said, "I'm absolutely not." She said, "That's why I go to Rebbe. I know you're not. You see, I read your mind. But my Rebbe is every single second of my Rebbe's thoughts are an Elokus, and he's helping me to live that life too." That's why I'm not one of your followers. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, a person's eyes were lifted up to a different place. A different place. They'd be able to have Himmel Dika Eugen to look at everything you look at, you see Elokus. Means to look at creation with the eyes of Hashgacha, means to see Hashem in everything. Even though we're sitting and learning Torah, somehow just by learning doesn't mean that a person gets those eyes. Doesn't mean just by learning that a person's eyes are changed in such a way. Of su'u merom einechem, ru'umi bara'ela. So we've learned many times over the years that su'u merom einechem doesn't mean to look at the sky. I mean, simple pshat means to look at the sky. And look, mi bara'ela, who created all of this? But su'u merom einechem, ru'umi bara'ela means lift up your eyes to be eyes, that wherever you look, you'll be able to, you're always asking the question, mi bara'ela. And me, Ela, is the letters Elokim. Right? Me and Ela. So Zohar talks about Nagdam. Mi bar Ela. Sumer oimenechem. Lift up your eyes. That's a tzaddik. tzaddik has the ability to lift up a person's eyes, that wherever you look, you're always asking, Mi Bara'el, who created all this? Wow. Like Avraham Avinu is running, walking around, Mi Bal Habir? Who's the Bal Habir? Who's the Bal Abbas? Mi Bal Habir? That's a tzaddik. The tzaddik is a person who has this effect upon you to think about Mi Bara'el. Who is the one that made all this? Who is the creator? Mi Bal Habir? When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we were under the hashpah of the Beis HaMikdash. But now it's hard, even when we're learning. It's been a long galus, and we're very, very distracted by all the things that come along with galus, especially tirdes haparnasa, that we constantly have to worry about making a living and making ends meet and so on. Tirdes haparnasa. Misha Mikriya Teva, and other things that are part of Teva. And we're Malayim Bitsar Vagmas Nefesh, and because of Galus, Jews are filled with Tsar, with aggravation and Agmas Nefesh. Venoni Yoidim Ech Shayach Klal is Chadish Laher Manefesh, the Malayim Yateva. We just don't know how to get out of this. We don't know how to rise higher than that. The tzaddikim said, and the Yidden said they saw that by Reb Shlomo Kalina, they said that he was a tefach higher than the ground. The chassidim, the Baal Tanya said that. The chassidim said that they could swear that when they look at his feet, they would see a space between his feet and the floor. And that's how chassidim. It could be. I'm not saying it couldn't be. But when the Alter Rebbe said that, he wasn't talking about being able to do a trick and put your hand underneath. You know, he said that his that he was living in a place that's a tefach higher than the world. That's how Reb Shlomo, he was talking about that this was a person who lived in a world of elokus. And when you connect yourself to such people, then you it's you yourself are lifted up. But in the difficult galus that we have, we don't know how to elevate. We don't know how to get out of all the stuff that we're in. We're so weighed down by all of this stuff. The Torah is holy, and everything's in the Torah. But we just are so distracted and weighed down by all the bilbulim and the tsaros of galus that. The Kedushas HaTorah is just, we just don't feel the Kedushas HaTorah. We learn, we talk about it, we're interested, but the Kedushas HaTorah. Shu'at Dveikis Zichron Hashgacha. What does it mean, Kedushas HaTorah? Hashem gave us the Torah so that through the Torah we're able to be in a place of Dveikis with Him. To be able to feel His presence always and everywhere. Let's say it's the Gamrei Midagis HaPanos. For a person to be able to completely to be away, to be higher than all of the worries of Parnasa, L'chios Chaim Ketino Kagomla Al Imai, and to live with the Bitochen and the Menuchas Nefesh of an infant that's being nursed by his mother. But the infant's not worried about its parnosa, what's going to be. The infant lives in a metzias of that connection and is not worried, is not nervous. So mahu imkain tchilas tikvaseinu. So then, what is the beginning of our being able to even hope? Livnais beis mikdashenu haprati, for us to build our own private bate mikdash. Because right now, in the meantime, we don't have the beis mikdash. Mitzvah should be soon, but right now. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So the Avodah now is Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'shaychem. Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'shaychem. The Avodah is for each person to build his own, in his own world, a Mikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the Sakin Sheresh Sarasenu, and to be able to rebuild the Churban Hadas, The Beis Hamikdash of ourselves is our das, our way of thinking, our way of perceiving everything, which is in a place of Churban. And we need to build up our das. Shenuchal l'kabel shefa amiti shel Torah, that we should be able to be each person like a Beis Hamikdash. It's able to receive that aura of Hashem and the Shekhinah. That's what the Beis Hamikdash was. The Beis Hamikdash was a receptacle of the aura of Shekhinah. And now our avodah is that each one of us, the das, our minds, should be able to receive the Shekhinah. The kabel shefa amiti shel Torah. Shefa amiti shel Torah doesn't just mean that you understand the Gemara, or that you're able to say some kind of a good word. Shefa amiti shel Torah means that every word that you learn of Torah brings you back to the one who gave the Torah, connects you to the one who gave the Torah, who gives the Torah. That's called shefa amiti shel Torah. Not just that you're smart and you're able to learn well. The shefa amiti shel Torah is that the Torah that you're learning connects you to Hashem. One second. Ashi chazik nafsho seinu. It's a shefa amiti of Torah that strengthens the soul. The yachdir b'libenu, and drives deep into the soul, into our hearts, dveikus b'emunah v'hashgacha. Dveikus b'emunah v'hashgacha. To be dovuk in emunah, and every single second to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel His presence in everything. That's called the kabel shefa amiti shel Torah. And you could be listening to all kinds of fantastic shiurim, and it doesn't yet mean that you were makabel the shefa amiti shel Torah, because the shefa you're receiving sichlius of Torah, you're receiving yedius of Torah, which is very, very beautiful. The shefa amiti shel Torah is Torah Hashem. It means the Torah Hashem. It means the Torah that brings you to a place of dveikus and amun and hashgacha and belief in hashgacha Hashem and His presence. That's called the shefa amiti shel Torah. Yeah, somebody.
So, Rebbe, based on what we're learning, build their base to meet us, person can have more than one living tzaddik in their world?
Yes. There is such a thing. That answer that there is such a thing really needs some Rashi and Taisus to develop. Does it mean, we love all the tzaddikim, as I said before, and we should connect to all the tzaddikim. And from each tzaddik, we're able to draw something, each person. But it's still not the same as your tzaddik, as the tzaddik. And that's something that would require a much longer talk. It's not for now. So from all the tzaddikim, Ms. David, regardless, Sradish, Chassidish, Litvish, whatever, Yakish, whatever the tzaddik, to draw from all the tzaddikim. But still, there would still be something missing if you didn't meet your tzaddik. It would still be something that's not finished. And it's something which it's a very, very big chisod in our times. It's hard enough growing up just to have a rebbe you could talk to. But to be mizdabik to a tzaddik, it's very, very hard. But again, it can be even, ideally, it's a living tzaddik, but if not, it could be the tzaddik who's no longer in this world that we could see. So since we're in this place of Churban Hadas, and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and our minds are messed up, and we're weighed down by all the tzaris and all the nyonim of Golas, we just can't get ourselves out, so we need somebody who's out to pull us out. You know, you need someone who could throw you a rope. And the ones who are in the jail with you can't do that. And the ones who are in the quicksand with you, they can't do that. They can't do that. So you need somebody who's not caught up in any of that. Who's not there in the cell, in the jail. Who's not in Golas, even though he might be living in Golas, but he's not in the place of Golas Adas. There needs to be a higher Koch that's not in jail, that's not in the pit. It's a higher Koch, some Moifus, she is a miraculous Koch Sheesh b'kocha l'chadish nashosein. Who is above that? And because of that, has the ability to be mechadish, to restore and to renew and to reinvigorate the hearts and the souls of those people who are connected to him. Kabbal or Kedusha Sadas, and through him to be able to see or Kedusha Sadas. Kedusha Sadas. And if we don't have that, ain b'kachen l'shmol l'kabel shum chizik. That's why people, it's very, very, very hard. People are not, people that need chizik, they ask for chizik, I need chizik, and they're not makabel the chizik. Maybe it works for a minute or two, but then they slip right back into the whole yeyush, whole thing. Because you're not, because you, if you're in that place of bilbulim and pain and all the whole gullus of das, if you're in that place, you're not a kli to be able to receive the chizik that you're looking for. You want chizik, you want to be able to have chizik, but you're not a kli to be makabel. Shum yidia mi mitzias hashgacha. You just fall right back in. You fall right back into the trappings of teva, and everything feels like teva, and you know your boss and the economy and life and all these things, and you're just stuck in that place of teva, and teva of course means in the word you know to be toveya, to drown, and you're in that place of drowning in teva. Ke'adam kol kach shakur ba'atzmo, because it's the nature of a person to be completely immersed, ba'atzmai. That's the biggest galus of all. You're just completely shakua in your inyanim. U'ba'atzlachasa. That goes back to the first Torah. And your way of defining yourself by success. Person shakua in this, the ego thing and the self esteem thing and the success thing and whether it comes to parnasa or parenting or marriage. School, you're in the inner of yourself and your success and so on. That's the real noise of galus. So you're not able to receive the shefa amiti shel Torah, which is Hashem. You might be able to learn the Daf Yomi, and you could hear a good shir, and you could have a good chavrusa, and you could fight over it, but the shefa amiti of Hashem is Baruch and Hashgach is Hashem, and to receive Ein Hashem, Hashem's eyes, and to look at everything in that way, Avelokus, you can't do that. And you, Hashem Yochel Lohavin Lahargish Bara Amiti Shel Torah, you can't feel the Ara Amiti Shel Torah. You know how many people who are learning Torah, if they would be sitting here listening to this right now, would be screaming and yelling and arguing with everything they were learning? You know that. Just imagine it. Because we're all friends, and we all have the same goals and objectives, and we're pretty much on the same page. But if we'd have some wonderful Yidden who would just be stopping by for a visit, these things that we'd be saying would cause such a commotion. Where would there be a commotion? What do you mean the Shefa Amiti? You know, I don't have the Shefa Amiti. What does it mean Shefa Amiti Shel Torah? I'm not learning. I learned 14 hours a day, and it's not the chef. It's not the chef amiti unless I'm a best of a chassid. It's not the chef amiti. Yeah, all these kinds of debris. It would be labor the kid. It's a good thing that no outsiders are permitted. It would be very labor the to argue this. To debate this, kilu is something which is debatable or arguable. This is not the original way that Hashem gave the Torah at Sinai. When you say Anoich Hashem Lekach, this is not how Hashem said Anoich Hashem Lekach. When Hashem said Anoich Hashem Lekach, it wasn't that people said, "Okay, I hear it, but I hold something else." That's not how we receive the Torah. I hear what you're saying, but I hold differently. That's not the way we always spoke growing up. That's not how the Torah was given to you. L'hagish borah hamiti shel haTorah. When you let go of the whole business of gaiva and atzlacha and self-esteem and what this does for me and I'm smart and how smart and all of that and how successful, you let go of all that stuff, then you begin to live a life of knowing that Hashem is Baruch Mesporabah, that Hashem is Baruch, which is the next time we're going to learn, that Hashem is Mesporabah, that Hashem is Baruch, with all the stuff that you've done, whatever your problems are, Hashem is Baruch has tremendous pride in you, tremendous love for you. But Ayyavai Sai, Hashem is Baruch loves you. And he sees the type. I was just like to be by such a beautiful maimed, a beautiful gathering of Yeshiva Bachim in Toronto on Tuesday, where the community there did something so beautiful, so I would say extraordinary. And it's sad that it's extraordinary because it seems so pushed, and but they did such a beautiful thing that I bring together with Bochum from yeshivas, from Haredi yeshivas, all the way to Bnei Akiva yeshiva, and modern yeshiva. I mean, the Bnei Akiva was there, but modern yeshiva, and in between, there were like five or six different yeshivas. I don't remember. I remember some of the names. And there were and some of the Rosh Yeshiva came, and we were all in one room. Must have been 300 guys, 350 guys, something like that, in one room to bring together. And I was told it was the first time they ever had such a thing in Toronto. And the guys, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. They just wanted to dance. They were more than a tefach. And there were and the guys holding each other's hands. This one, the yeshiva's a guy, and this one, a more modern kid. And there was some Chabad chevra that came too from the Chabad yeshiva. There was one wonderful Jew, who my wife and I stayed by with last time we were in Toronto before COVID. The Shabbos we were there, and I remained very close to him. He comes here a lot, and he was the one that put it all together. And because his family goes back in Toronto for many, many years. He's a tzaddik gevi'id. I don't want to embarrass him because he might be listening right now. He's a tzaddik gevi'id. And he was able to be part of such a thing because he's an old Torontonian. Yeah? Right. Oh, yeah. So he's an old, that's how you say it. And so he has deep Pirashim. And so I think all the people there respect his family and him. And he's so sincere that he got the chevra together. And I was talking to them about this Nakuda. I was talking about the Parshas HaChodesh and Moshe Rabbeinu was Miskasha, what's the Levana supposed to look like, right? What kind of a moon? And Hashem told him, Kazera Eva Kadesh, even a tiny little piece of the moon. And I was talking to the boys about how you should know that Baruch Hashem loves you even with the tiniest little bit of good that's inside of you by Hashem is Mr. Baruch. I was just saying what we learned. Hashem has the biggest nachas and the biggest pride in you. And there was this beautiful bacha that when I was walking out, he came over to me. He said, "I want to thank you. I never heard that in my life. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was proud of me." Bacha said that. Can't stop thinking about it. He had like a little afro. This boy, beautiful little boy, he's a high school boy. He's a bacha. And he just says, "I want to thank you." And he was like, "They're all emotional." Keep on thinking about it. Shemesh Bach, that should be the first thing that they hear. That should be the first thing that they hear growing up and constantly, constantly hear. Those are the dibrim that we receive from the tzaddik. These are the words that we receive from the tzaddik. When a person hears those words and begins to sink in and believes those words, then he's able to be a kli to be mekabel chizuk. Then he could get chizuk, mechazikim with his learning, mechazikim with his kedusha, mechazikim. But if he lives in a world of hestaponim, and Hashem turning the other way, so all the chizuk falls on deaf ears. Doesn't work. All the chizuk. So lahachias atzma b'diyas Hashem tov mispar bo va'oyev aysay v'ra ha'toyv shalom. If you're a person that you have, like we've spoken about from the beginning, that there are people that say, you know, I don't need to have any chizuk, I'm fine. Those are usually the most difficult cases. If you have a person, if you have one person that doesn't, says, I don't need any chizuk, which is a serious problem, or you have another person that says, okay, I'm tired of it, I've heard a lot of chizuk, and it doesn't work for me, I'm beyond getting help. So either of these are terrible, terrible situations, because he's not a kli to be makaba, the or of his chazkus and his oros. Because he's already shut down. Because he's never heard these diburim of the tzaddikim. And because he's not connected to a tzaddik. Therefore, page lamanaf, lachain, muchuk bezeko godus of tzaddik muflok. Therefore, we all need the koch of the tzaddikim, of a tzaddik muflok, who's standing outside, is able to pull you up to his place, up to his world, outside of that place that you're stuck in. And he's not in that place. He's able to go down in that place with you, and then he pulls you up from that place. Because that's the way of the tzaddik. Muchach bezako godel so tzaddik muflok shiochel lahalis nafsho seinu lechal ois lechlol oisa behakadusha. The tzaddik is able to draw you into that circle of kedusha, into that world of Einei Hashem, of Hashem's eyes, of feeling Hashem's eyes and being in that place of Hashgacha Pratis and feeling Hashem's love and so on. Shiochel lahalis nafsho seinu lechlal oisa lechlol oisa behakadusha b'orat Torah shemegala. And to be able to receive the Ora Torah, which is Shefa Amiti Sotara, the Shefa Amiti Sotara, which is Torah, that brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch. Not Torah that just makes you smarter, not Torah that makes you more of an impressive person, but Torah that makes you to somebody that's closer to HaKadosh Baruch. It's Dabuk Tasha. Darchei HaTikunim Shatzadik Oisek Lahalas Mishabav Nesayelov. The paths, the ways of the tzaddikim, the ways of the tikkunim that the tzaddikim use in order to lift a person up, those people who come to the tzaddik, arinyonim amukim hem, these are very, very deep inyonim, the methods of the tzaddikim, each tzaddik his own way, some with his learning, some with his tzedakah, some with his singing, some with just his look. There are different mahalchim of the tzaddikim. These are inyanim amukim. These are things that the Svarim talk a lot about. Inyanim amukim. But the whole noyim el melech is this nakuda of the inyanim of the tzaddik. Who are by riches in yimigimul inyan halos hanefash v'keshem makav and so on, which Rabbi Nachman talks about over there in yimigimul. Aleinu rak lahamin v'ladas. So we don't know all these mysterious ways of the tzaddikim. We don't know. So you know that when Elionovi came to the place where Elisha was, right? Elisha was working for his father. He was a farmer. Elisha was a farmer. He was working for his father. So we don't understand. So Elionovi came there. You know, if he knew that he was sent to bring up this person who had within him the soul of Elisha Anavi, but he was working on the farm. And you know, you look in the Navi, it says that Elisha passed his coat, the Adaris, his robe. And then the next thing you see is that Elisha says, I'm going to shech the cows, I'll take care of my family with the food and everything, and I'll be back. And that was it. And Elio asked him, what did I do to you, Masisla? What did I do to you? The mysterious ways of the tzaddik. What was in the coat of Elio? What was that? What was that in you? The tzaddik. And Elio says to him, what did I do to you? What do you, that right then, Elisha's quitting. He's leaving everything. He's done. And he's going to spend the rest of his life. What happened? You know, the ways of the tzaddikim are very, very, very mysterious. You just look at, you look in Tanakh, you see the ways of the tzaddikim, halach of the tzaddikim, and the tikkun of the tzaddikim. You have to look, you read the story of Rabbi Nachman's trip to Eretz Yisrael. What was that? Whole voyage and what happened on the boat, and then when he got there, and it's the dach et tzaddikim, the tikkun, the making with the neshamas. They're busy with the neshamas of Jews who are alive, and they're busy making tikkunim for Jews who died. And we can't fathom what was that. Yeah, the esek of the esek of the tzaddikim was tikkun, to be masak in the neshamas of the living of the dead. See, to be with them, even in our modern times, yeah. Tzaddikim like this, the Baba Sali and the remnants of all the tzaddikim, the Baruch Lebelso, the esek of tikkunim, everything. You know, you have this tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, the Yanuka. I don't know how many of you, you've been about the Yanuka with this. It's a haftika thing, something that also it's a little bit a person can, you walk in and there's that Indian of that Deris Elio, but that Hashem has created these tzaddikim and sent them to the world. She says that we don't know all the ways of the tzaddikim, the tikkunim, how they do things. So alein rak lahamin v'lada shein hayeskarvus v'limud b'sifrei Rabbeinu zal inyan pashut. This is about Rabbi Nachman, of course. These are the best of the chassidim. So we just have to believe and to know that. Ein hesgarbis v'limud, that having this relationship with Rabbi Nachman and learning his farm, it's not an inyan pashut. It's not pashut. It's not pashut. Allah voida godlhu lizkois aidezel he kolol bischachus anefesh. It's a tremendous avoida. It's not something which is pashut. It's for the soul of the chassid, of the student, of the follower, to be nichlal, to be brought into the soul of the tzaddik. Which years ago we had the first trip, we went to Uman, and I was zeichet to learn with the chaver there in Uman, the Torah. I think it was like 2 hours. It was pretty long, but I don't know if it's on the computer. That Torah that we were learning from Rabbi Nachum was the Torah of Eretz Achelas Yeshveh. And that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Achelas Yeshveh. It consumes those who live there. And Rabbi Nachum has different explanations, different pshatim, what that means. And one of them is that the same way when you eat something, the food that you eat becomes the eater, right? The food that you eat becomes the person who ate it. It becomes you when you eat that food. So Eretz Ocheles HaShvi'ah means that Eretz Yisrael has a way of eating up the people who live there. And you become Eretz Yisrael. And the Tzaddik is the Bechin of the Tzaddik, who's also Eretz Ocheles HaShvi'ah. That the Tzaddik eats you up. He eats you up. And you become him. Meaning you become Nichlal in him. You become digested by him. It's It's what?
Pickled in their brine.
Yeah, well, that's the story I told about my brother-in-law when I was very, I had a source to be, have a relationship with my brother-in-law's father, who was one of the Altamiras. Many of you have heard this from me. And he lived to be almost 100, mortal. And he was a brilliant person, fascinating person. Every conversation you had with him, he was always upset with you that you didn't understand what he was talking about. And you thought maybe you did, but then you realized afterwards that you didn't. And he had reason to be annoyed with you. He was such an umken. So I once asked him to tell me, he learned by Rabbi Yochum. Rabbi Yochum was nifter, I think, in 1929. That's a long time ago. So there were very few people, even this story happened years ago when I asked him, but very few people were alive that it was by Rabbi Yochum. So I asked him to tell me something that you saw by Rabbi Yochum. So he got very annoyed with me. He said, "Oh, you think I'm a chassid? I'm going to start telling you. You want me to tell you some ma'isim? You want me to tell you some ma'isim? I don't tell. I'm not a chassid, and I'm not a chassid of ma'isim." And he was very upset with me in his own way. He loved me, but he was he had that annoyed Lipischer look. So he said, I don't tell stories. I'm not a storyteller. You go to see them on stories." So I said to him, I wasn't afraid of him. I said, "Uv cholzais, you learned by Rabbi Yochum. So you can't tell me something about your rabbi. What can you tell me? I'm not asking you for any miracles. You thought I was asking, for. I'm not asking you for my stuff. I want to know. Tell me something. You were by Rabbi Yochum. So tell me from Rabbi Yochum." So then like this look came over him. I can't even describe. I think about it so often. He went into like a place, like another world. Like he went back in time. And that's when he said to me, "Meisha," not Meisha, "Meisha." He said, "Meisha, did you ever see how pickles are made? And they make so." I said, "Yeah, my mother used to make a home. The cucumber, little cucumbers in the brine and the special thing and the vegetables and so whatever." I said, "Yeah." He said, That's what Rabbi Yochum did. I said, what does that mean?" He said that every one of us that was by Rabbi Yochum was pickled. He said, "I'm not able to think and to look at anything in the world in the way that I did before Rabbi Yochum. Everything is Rabbi Yochum. Like, I can't look at anything anymore without thinking about how Rabbi Yochum looked at this. I was completely consumed by him, pickled by him, in such a way. But everything that I look at, and we're talking about 70 years later, more, everything that I look at." And then he went like this to me. "You don't understand." He walked away. That was it. Something. Yid, it's a saga of what that means, to be nichlal in the tzaddik. To be consumed by the tzaddik, to be stewed and digested by the tzaddik, that you become that. You see, that was that. I can't look at anything. That's why to him the world was all like children. He looked at everything like children. I told you about what happened. Since you reminded me about what happened, when did that take place? Sean, you know what I'm talking about? By my brother-in-law's birthday. They made a birthday party, but this month, his parents lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they came in to Marseille. They made a birthday. My brother-in-law, I remember, it was his 40th birthday at that time, probably. So they made a birthday party for me. At 40th birthday, they made a birthday party. And all the mishpacha came. And Reb Motl, his father, was asked to speak, and I saw right away my mother was like, "So what did he say?" His father, he said, "It's a birthday." Just like such disgust. "Birthday." He says, "You're 40 years old. What did you do in your life? You did something in your life." I see my father's going, I was like wearing hats and they're blowing things in the cake, and that's like a. All right, everybody, make a bracha achrayna. And when he walked out from the party, And his father walked out. That's when I went to ask him, tell me something very beautiful. So he wasn't like in a great mood, you know. And he said, of course, he said, no, 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 he should live till it's 120 and try to do something. Just try to do something. And then my brother said, Shkoyach, thanks, Dad. It's a gewaltig thing. Gewaltig thing. A musag of what it means to have a kesher to a tzaddik like that. So many years later, so many years passed since then. And he says, I can't. It was me, he made it, the way he spoke was that I wish I could. I can't see anything in a different way. I cannot, because of what he did to us. I can't look at things in any other way. That's a way to learn Torah. That's the Shefa Amiti Shultar. Shefa Amiti Shultar. Let me see this. I will finish this time. Great, everybody. Have a lifting in Shabbos. Shabbos HaFaydish. Should be with his conscience.